Moving on to our next topic, which is EU membership. Rupert Reid.
The greatest things that the EU has done for us are the ways it's worked on various environmental issues across borders. So, of course, we must stay in the EU, but it does need to be very seriously and significantly reformed. We want to democratise the EU. For starters, it's absurd that the Commission and the secretive Council, the Council of Ministers, have most of the power and that the European Parliament has far less. We would give the Parliament a lot more power. If we were to pull out of the EU, which I don't think is ever going to happen, but if we were to pull out of the EU, it wouldn't change the fact that we have unaccountable corporations who have far too much power in the society and who have their tentacles just as deeply into Westminster as they do into Brussels. That's the thing we really need to tackle. The EU-US trade deal has to be stopped. Only the Greens will stop it.
Patrick O'Flynn.
The biggest flaw of the EU, beyond the cost, beyond the bureaucracy, beyond the jobs-destroying single currency, is it's hollowed out democracy across the European continent. This is not working. The economic performance of the continent of Europe is dismal. It cannot afford its welfare systems, its immigration system
Thank
is
you,
shot,
Patrick,
and economic growth is by far the worst of any continent on the face of this earth. We should leave.
Shamali Fernando, yes or no to staying in the European Union?
This question becomes hypothetical if you don't get a Conservative government. You won't even get to answer this question. I would like to see a referendum and give us the opportunity to renegotiate our position with Europe. There are problems and we're being dictated to by Brussels on certain issues that, frankly, they haven't got a clue on. Yes, to stay in the European Union, but it has to be renegotiated.
No, I have to go to Julian Huppert.
Right, OK. How would you go about tackling crime if you don't work with European partners really closely? It's great for our economy, which is why businesses, large and small, say they want to stay inside. Talk to the tech businesses in Cambridge. Talk to any business in Cambridge. But it's also been good for our society, good for our culture. Now, there are some bits which could be fixed, absolutely. There is a lot more that we could do. But what would really worry me is if we left, or the uncertainty during a referendum.
And finally, Daniel Zeichner.
Ed Miliband has been the only person who's had the strength and the courage to stake his position and say very clearly, our position is in Europe. That's the decision at the general election. We are not going to be diverted from all the important things that we have to deal with if we come into government by having 2 years faffing around on a referendum.